wedding. I think it was this past weekend that there was a wedding that you were going to go to. I haven't heard you, so I wondered if you indeed did do that. Anyway, good to hear everybody, and I'm glad to be here. I was at a family birthday function last Tuesday, but I'm here tonight. Back to you, Norm, WDKAO.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
We'll be coming back to you very soon, that's for sure, so thanks for being here tonight. KD2SQB, Dan, good evening.
Y1US, this is KD2SQB, good evening, Norm, Durham, everybody on the net, what a great day, got a lot on, finally had to sit down and have some dinner and get on the net tonight. Oh, I slid every piece of wood that was still sitting on the side here today, did a little work in the garden, and me and Yvonne went out, pulled all these sticky weeds that went to grow in my raspberry patch out, terrible thing. They stick to everything, but roll like nuts. Other than that, not a whole heck of a lot going on. Just enjoying the weather, and regular rain will be here tomorrow, so tomorrow will be a do-inside project in the garage or house, wherever it may be done. And other than that, I'm just having a great day, so I'll turn it back over to you, Norm, KD2SQB.
Very good, Dan. Very good, KD2SQB in the net from NY1US. Very good. So, you have a lot of stuff going on there, so that's great. And thanks for checking in tonight. Do appreciate it. M8MZF, Andy, how are things with you and Lisa tonight?
Good evening, all from M8MZF. I'm doing fine. Lisa's been out for the night. She's just come back, what they call damn night, singing in the pub, though. Lisa's not been singing, no. But, yeah, enjoy yourselves every Tuesday night, though. She's doing well, though. And, I'll be back to the net now. I won't be talking to Jeff at the end if he wants to come in, but I won't say that late. I'm up early again in the morning. Back to the net.
Very good, Andy. Well, nice hearing from you, and, thanks for, checking in. And, you know, Lisa, have a great night. I know it's late out there, that's for sure, so. I've been kind of used to Great Britain time because I've been watching some English news channels on my my TV, and it's kind of fun to watch and see you guys' viewpoints on the news, that's for sure. So, very good, Andy. You take care and have a great night. K2FST. Good evening, Mark.
Thank you, and good evening to everyone. Yeah, I was thinking about going to Minneapolis this weekend for some first hand fun, but I wound up taking off far too much to everything. And I'm getting old enough now that I need culture travel to go. So yeah, I didn't go. Now that I'm too much in and family understood, I'll just get on the registry and then the night get and call it a day. I have been busy though. I got a lot of beginning of summer chores and planning ahead over the past few days. A lot of work. Today I took some time out to get on 6 meters and I had momentum. My first single guy down, I think on 6 meters guy down on the Gulf Coast there of Alabama, and I don't know, but everything's okay, maybe just even thing. And I was on FDA on 6 meters, and so this time I could hear the European nation, at least. It was closed for me, that's forward. Doesn't work, I'm glad I can see them. So that, other than that, I don't have a whole lot of news. Everybody, well, and I'll turn it back to that. I want you to
do good, Michael. It's always fun to make your first contacts on SFE, that's for sure, and digital modes are a lot of fun. Hope you can get to work and work some of the ones you can see there. And, thanks for checking in tonight. KD8BJD. Al, how are you doing tonight? KD8BJD. Alan, good evening. We'll move on and we'll come back to Alan in a few minutes. And N2BH, good evening, Bill.
Good evening, Norm, Tim, everybody on that. Not an awful lot going on here. Just trying to stay cool. I think it might be time to put the AC in downstairs. Got the one up in the bedroom here tonight. And I've been doing an awful lot this weekend, kind of hung around the house and went to lunch with retired deputies today. Had a pretty good turnout, a lot of good conversation, and other than that, not too much else going on. Hope everybody has a good rest of the week, and to be each.
Good, Bill. You take care and have a good week, and I will be on with you tomorrow on the morning brew, that's for sure, on the East Coast Reflector. Bill does at 7 o'clock hours. Pretty good, Bill. You take care and have a good one. DA3XMG. Good evening, George. DA3XMG. Are you still there, George? Nothing here, so I'm about halfway down. So, Tim, go right ahead and take it away. And WB2KAO from NY1US.
Well, thank you very much, Norm. WB2KAO. Dan, FKC, you're going to be next. But just stand by a second. Do we have anybody waiting to check in? Anybody waiting to check in? Please come now.
WB2KAO.
No.
KD3YRH. Mike. WB2KAO. K2LKK.
YRH. You've been Mike and K2LKK. Good evening, Lou. Anybody else?
Lou Brad.
Okay,
Okay, I got KE2CZU and the station that doubled with RAD. Say again. Okay, VH3XMG, very, very noisy, George. Just a net standby. We tried to call George in here. It sounds like the band is folding up here. George, go ahead and make your transmission. Over. Thank you for checking in as always. Good to hear you. Thanks for checking in, and very, very good evening to the rest of the guys that are with you. KE2FKC, you're back safe and sound. I know you had a good time.
KE2FKC, yeah, Tim, we had a great time. We had an 8-day tour with Driftwood Tours there out in Ireland. It's a small bus, only 15 folks on board. Great time. Couldn't recommend it more to anybody. We got in last night about midnight, stopped at a place called Sean's Bar, which is in Athlone, Ireland, and according to the Guinness Book of World Records, it is the oldest bar in the world, established in 900 AD, and bought a couple of bottles of whiskey while I was there that is made for John's Bar, of course, a single malt, more than that. Of course, Tim, I was glad to talk to you on Echolink on Tuesday for a short bit while we were taking a walk on an island out there. That was great. The group was split about 50-50, Canadians and Americans, which was pretty interesting. You got along with everybody, had a great time. That's about it for me. KE2FKC, WB2KO, Tim, back to that, 73.
Yeah, real good, Dan. Well, it sounds like you had an absolutely wonderful time. I sure did when I went in 1979. It was many, many years ago. I went with a couple friends. I don't know if I'll ever get back there, but I have a lot of good memories, that's for sure. KE2ELI, Jeff, good evening.
Good evening, Jeff. Hope you're hearing me okay. I'm running a very small bowel thing that I think we're pretty wide, so hopefully my audio sounds okay. Been a good week for radio. I built a Solomon Gang in the backyard the other day. Got a few our team at Sunday night. Made contact with the Pebble Beach Chat Radio. So that was really fun. And I learned a lot down South Carolina. And beyond that, Ron, W2ELS, and I are looking to do the newbie net starting the 25th of the Thursday at 8:30 for those who are interested in listening. And also next Thursday, I believe the 18th, we're going to do a drive run at 8:30 to just kind of work things out of our process. If anybody wants to hop on and participate, we'll probably stumble through a few things as we get our process down. But it should be fun. So it's for me, back to
that. Yeah, real good, Jeff. And your little mouth thing there, it sounds great. Absolutely full quiet into the repeater. Very, very good. Yes, Jeff and Ron, KE2ELI, W2ELS, starting a newbie net. You don't have to, be recently licensed. Maybe if you haven't been that active, you're a little bit like shy, you don't get on that much, whatever, all are welcome, all are welcome. A dry run a week from Thursday, the 18th at 8:30, and on the 25th, Charles and my 35th wedding anniversary at 8:30. So very, very good, very, very good. Excellent. Jeff, certainly wish you and Ron well with that. NA3E, Eric, good evening to you and to Tab, and I've forgotten your daughter's name, so help me with that. It was a pleasure to have you with us yesterday at Rockies, and I hope I think you got a pretty big busy schedule, but while you're up here, maybe we'll get a chance to see you again. Go ahead, Eric, and good evening to you. NA3E, Eric, are you still with us? NA3E, and we acknowledge N2RGU, November 2, Romeo Golf Uniform. Dave, please stand by. NA3E, are you with us?
Happy to be here on board or this evening. W2KAO, NA3E. Boy, was a hot day today. Did some errands, got a motorcycle inspected for another year. Came out to lunch at Jack and Soda, and then came back for just laughing on the deck under the gazebo with TV on. So living life, though. WB2KAO in the group. NA3E.
Yeah, real good, Eric. It was a pleasure to see you and the family there yesterday. It was great. And have a good all the way around. Enjoy. KD2PQP. Jeff, good evening. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Sam, and everybody on the 85 Rag. You have been a couple weeks since I've been on here. other things I had to do on Tuesday evenings and stuff, so I figured I'd jump in tonight by EchoLink here and see how everybody's doing. Nice group tonight so far. Had a nice night. Yeah, kind of a very warm day today, but not very warm up here. Right now I got 73 degrees, and there's a nice little breeze coming through the window here, so I haven't needed to put the AC in yet, probably tomorrow or the next day. But not a bad day if you're in the south of the lake, or if you got north of Ridge Road. If you got south of Ridge Road, it got pretty hot in what I was told. So I guess out of the airport, it was close to 80-something, 84, 85, something like that. We're about 10 degrees cooler up here, so we're not going to complain, for sure. So yeah, I've been lunching around here this afternoon on FT8 on 6 meters. It's been a very, very, very excellent opening all afternoon. I think I've gotten about 30 contacts so far at FT8. All around the country, and I got one or two from Foreland in Canada. Not quite sure where Foreland is in Canada, but anyways, it's fun. It's so fun. So playing around now, there's pretty a lot of opening right now at 6 meters. I'm really surprised on the FDA, so I'm enjoying that. All sitting here and listening to the net. I wanted to mention to everybody, Rock City Net monthly breakfast is this coming Saturday, 9 a.m. the 13th, at the Sunnies out on West Henrietta Road. I think it's 2175 or 2185 West Henrietta Road, just south of the 390 and north of Crittenden Road there on the west side of the road. There's a big tent, and whoever is good enough will be out there having breakfast outdoors. So it should be a good time. We haven't been there in a while, so we're overdue. And it's a really good place to eat. They got good food there, so hopefully some folks will join us. And let's see, this weekend is the big VHF contest, so some people will be tied up with that probably. But all in all, not bad. Over the weekend, came to LGX and myself on Saturday, went out to the Lockport Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest in Cambria New York Fire Hall. Sold a few items and won the third grand prize door prize, a couple gift certificates, and a book, which I've already forwarded on to a friend of mine who's interested in getting involved in ham radio. It was a technician class book, so it didn't do me any good sitting here, so I figured why not give it to somebody that could use it. And hopefully I'll be able to use the gift certificates up here eventually. So that's pretty cool. Had a good time out there. I see a lot of people I don't see too often, but only a few times a year. And met a few new people and a lot of old familiar faces as well. So it was a good time. Good ham fest. It's slowly growing every year, little by little out there. And a lot of fun. And Larry and I had a nice ride out back, and I stopped down to Shamers in Greece for lunch on the way home. Had a nice lunch down there, and I don't know if he's listening tonight or not. Sometimes he listens in on the net. I thank him very much for the day, for the outing. It was a good time. So, anyways, that's about it. Not much else going on in this world. Just enjoying ham radio as best we can, there, and I hope to see some of you guys at breakfast this coming Saturday. Anybody that can make it, all are welcome. You don't necessarily have to be a Rock City Net person to come to our breakfast. So, that's it. Thanks for PTP. Back to net. Thanks, Jim.
Will and live.
Real good, Jeff. WDQKAO, and thanks very much. And we have our second Saturday lunch this Saturday at Bill's Long Pond, 496 Long Pond Road. That's noon this coming Saturday. A couple of changes, and I'll have Norm posted as it gets closer. But both our breakfast on July 6th and our lunch on July 11th will be at the Olympia on Lyle Avenue. The Olympia on Lyle Bill's Long Pond will be closed for vacation, and we'll mention this, and we'll have it posted up. And this Saturday, we will be at Bill's Long Pond, the second Saturday, as per usual, at noon. Oh, there you go. KP3YRH, Mike, good evening to you, and it was a pleasure to meet you yesterday, and I hope you'll be able to join us at other times. It was a pleasure to shake hands with you, my friend.
Yes, good evening to everyone on the net. My pleasure, Tim, to meet you and some of the other good folks that check in on the net here and that I hear occasionally on WE2KAO repeaters. So, yeah, it was a great time. Great food, great people. I was glad to do it, and I hope to join again soon. Other than that, I'm up at the Penfield Little League watching my boy play baseball, and there's also a band at a Parenton Performing Arts Center. They sound pretty good, too, though. Enjoying a nice almost summer evening and the heat and some baseball. So, with that, I'll turn it back over to WKD3YRH.
Yeah, real good. And I see you were able to get the Wires X turned off there. That's a toggle zero, but there's a menu that you can go into. You probably found that where you can permanently turn it off so that it won't toggle on again. But the FT60 sounds great. I have one. They're a fine radio for sure. Hey, you got a great signal. Good to hear you tonight. K2LKK. Good evening, Lou. Give my best to Julie. And how are you tonight? What's on the menu for dinner tonight?
Okay, this is K2LKK. Not completely sure, but I can be having some leftover taco salad for supper tonight. I think she said she still had some of that left. It was good to see everybody yesterday. Kind of looking forward to the campus coming up leaving Saturday. I gotta check and see if RTS access still goes up there. If not, I have guests around for a ride. But other than that, had a pretty relaxing day today. Did see one job posting that I'm going to apply for. It's a remote position, so if I get it, I'll be able to work from home, other than probably having to travel out of the area a few times a year for meetings. We'll see what happens. This is K2LKK. Back in that.
Yeah, very interesting. WB2KAO. I certainly wish you well with that. Keep me in the loop on that, and good to hear you. Yes, the Ra-Ra Ham Fest coming up on the 20th, a week from Saturday. This coming Saturday is the Cortland Ham Fest. I haven't been to that in a while, but that is a very nice ham fest. And Jimmy RFM was saying that if it rains, they've got room to put like 60 cars inside. As far as the flea market, the weather looks good. The long range looks just fine for Saturday. So the Cortland Ham Fest coming up. That's always the second Saturday in June. KE2CZU, Brad, good evening to you. Hope you and Laura and Michael are in good health and good happiness. Good evening.
Good evening, Jim. Good evening, all. AWA today, a whole bunch of old retired guys with radios, and they dream about a silver metal roof, and it hit 94 degrees out there today. But we did an Iwo Jima style standing up a tripod, and three overhanding the mast up, and getting the lead down to a makeshift pallet, a weighted cantilever pallet, but we're not putting penetration through the roof. Then getting guys to it and adjusting a 260-foot multi-band wire antenna to buy heat in the air. So this has been 4+ Tuesdays, and there's still some fine-tuning to do. So, a hot, sweaty day, it's AWA. That's a user.
Well, I know how much you enjoy going out there and the rest of the contributors out there. By the way, speaking of the AWA, I am very, very happy to report that Ed Gable, our dear friend Ed K2MP, is home as of yesterday. He is home at his home QTH. And what did he say? He had over 500 or 600 emails, and my comment was, I'll bet 99% of them are BS, and he agreed with that. But I'm very, very happy to report that he is home, and there you go. N2RGU, good evening, Dave.
Yeah, good evening there, Tim, and everyone on the right. K5 Red Q. Hope everyone is doing their best to keep themselves cool. Tim on the air last night. The temperature inside the house got about 78 degrees. So we normally keep it at about 73, 74 degrees, and then I have it programmed so that central air will slowly go down in temperature. So that way it doesn't work so hard to keep the house cooled, and have it at 70 degrees for the overnight. So that's how we roll with that one. And I was on the other tent that entered these IDs, Firefly Chat Night last night. Used my Icom IC32W that hope to put on eBay to get rid of, but I charged it up and the battery's still holding, so it's doing like it or it should. What else? I ordered a Jetstream tri-bander handheld antenna so that it will fit my Kenwood D74 tri-band radio, and I can't wait to use that and test it out, see how good it does. Anything is a lot better than the stock antenna that I have.
This is NY1.
And you did mention Cortland, and yes, I've gone there for the past few years. really a nice location down there. Makes for a nice drive, and I will be at that Hempack come Saturday. And then usually after that, I will head out west to the English wine region, get a couple of wineries there, since I just don't care to go back north on the 81. So, unless I really have to. But I got nothing really big planned set for Saturday after half, so might as well go out there and get out of town for the day. So with that, I will be looking forward to seeing you there, Tim, and some of the other people there at the Hemp Fest next Saturday. So it should be a good time. WB2, KAO, and the 85 group there, and to RGU. Back to you there.
Yeah, real good, Dave, and to RGU and the 85 right, to that WB2KAO, very good. Well, that's nice. You're going to go to Cortland, and we're going to see you up at Barnard here on the 20th at the Ra-Ra Hemp Fest. Sounds great. Very good. Well, take care, and all the best, and we'll see you a week from Saturday. I'm at the bottom of my list here. This is the 85 Rag 2 Net. We're looking for any further check-ins or rechecks tonight. WB2KAO and NY1US.
WB2KAO, WH2WPI Mobile.
And we acknowledge Paul, WH2WPI. Good evening, Paul. Do we have any further check-ins?
82
Alpha Delta 2 Mike Tango. Good evening, Mike. Just a moment. Anybody else? WH2WPI. Good evening, Paul.
Tim, good evening, everybody on the net. I am returning from a shopping excursion in Rockport, and normal Tuesday night activity, it seems. Lots of stuff going on at the old homestead. Been doing odd jobs out in the yard and cleaning off my workbench with projects that have been sitting there for a while. So a little woodworking and a little soldering and a bunch of other stuff. So keeping busy, but that lawn looks like it's going to need to be mowed pretty soon. And I have to try to get through that this weekend, I guess. Probably the first game I have available. But looking forward to the Hemp Fest. I don't think I'll get to Cortland, but definitely be at Rochester. And looking forward to it. About it. Back to WB2KAO, WH2WPI.
WB2KAO. Sounds like you may have landed, and bringing in the groceries is the next task. By the way, Charlie, WB2HJV, and Nancy, originally from Dunkirk, actually got to see the big boy in Dunkirk, not too far from his homestead down there. It was about 45 minutes late, but they did see it. They did see it down in Dunkirk this afternoon or this morning. I forget exactly what time they might have been, but he did see it. 82MT, Alpha Delta 2, Mike Tango. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening. How are you guys today? I'm just enjoying the weather today. It's very nice out. I've been trying to check in the radios and these networks to get myself more comfortable talking on the radio.
Yeah, very good. Very good, Mike. Mike, by chance, are you using a Baofeng with a Baofeng speaker mic?
I am currently using a Zagol 880 at the moment.
Okay, are you using a speaker mic, or are you just talking into the radio?
I'm using the Zagol microphone that goes to the radio. Am I not talking loud enough, or am I just not loud enough?
No, I was just wondering that particular microphone has a very limited frequency response. It is very it's kind of muffled and whatever. Can you? I'm just curious what the difference is. Can you easily unplug the microphone and give us another transmission talking into the radio?
Okay, I just unplugged the microphone. Am I sounding better?
Yes, yes. Yes, you are. And there are better speaker mics. A Com Mountain is one name to consider, and Kenwood makes some nice speaker mics. They're a little bit more expensive, but they're going to sound better than the speaker mic that came with that radio.
Okay, well, I'll look into that. I look forward to try meeting some of the people at the Ham Fest next 2 weeks or 3 days from now. I'll be there definitely. So I look out for you if you can.
Yeah, that's fine, Mike. That's fine. I'll have a shirt and a hat with my call sign on it. So, and I'll be listening here on the repeater with an HT. We cover the Hamfest grounds very well. So, very good. Nice to hear you, Mike. Thanks for checking. checking in, and take care. Good to hear you. This is the 85 Rag Shoenet. I'm Tim, WB2KAO, and Norm, NY1US, looking for check-ins or rechecks.
Recheck.
Go ahead, Dan.
I think it was Mike that's using the UV5R. I have never found any accessories from Bofang that came with my UV5Rs to be very well working at all, but I have found lots of aftermarket things that plug and play with it and work great. And you know me, I've used the UV5Rs to talk on this head for, what, years now? That's it. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good. Well, thank you. Thank you for that, Dan. The Com Mountain speaker mics are actually pretty reasonably priced, and they do work well with the Baofeng. Sometimes you can drill the hole out, and sometimes when you take those mics apart, Dan, that the mic element isn't even lined up with the hole, Dan.
That's good to know. I've never tried taking them apart. I just went and got something else because I knew they didn't work overly well. Over.
No, they don't. But Mike, the Com Mountain and or the Kenwood speaker mics marry up quite well with the Baofeng, and they work a whole lot better than the speaker mic that comes with that radio. So there you go. You can take it from there, and we're looking for any further check-ins or rechecks tonight.
WD2KAO. This is 82HE.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, Brent. Brent, before I pick you up here, I want to go back here and see if KD8VJD is possibly with us. KD8VJD, Al, are you with us? He is not. 82HB, you are. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Tim and Norm and everybody on the 85 Rag Shoe Net. Hope everybody had a great day. Just listening to Brad talking about the hams on the hot tin roof made me chuckle. Nice that they got that antenna up. I've been working on it for weeks, so good to have that. Not a whole lot going on radio-wise today. I think I got one poda, maybe, and something else that was like a W1AW something that I don't know really what it was, but I got into that. Other than that, some laundry, and I fired up the AC when I got 83 in here, and it's down to 78 now, which is generally where we keep it. As long as the humidity's out, that doesn't feel too bad as far as I'm concerned, so I think we can live with that. Other than that, that's about all I got. So I'll send it back to you guys. Thanks, Norm and Tim, for running the net. Hope you all have a good evening. 83.
Recheck. Go ahead, Dan. Station that said recheck, go ahead.
Brett, what's the weather in Gates?
73 and sunny, just like it always is, except for when it isn't.
Oh, there you have it. KE2CZU, that's all. I just wanted to pick on Brett.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We always have a lot of fun. All righty. Last call tonight for the 85 Rag Shoe Net, WB2KAO and NY1US.
P2ENF Mobile.
Good evening, Eric. Come on in.
Evening, Tim. Good evening to the net. Good to hear everybody out there. I've been listening on and off. I've been kind of figuring out where the fringes are for the candidate machine. I'm actually coming in via P5 at the moment. I'm finding this down 15 through Canada. It's pretty much an either-or situation. Just so you know, Tim, I'm still playing with that, but I've been listening most of the night. Nothing much going on. I know big boys coming through. My plan, I live right next to the park, but I'm not going to go in there.
The link to 44495 was back up. I did not know that, so thank you for enlightening me on that. Eric was at Rockies, NA3E was at Rockies yesterday, and he said something about, he's from Nunday, so he's familiar with the area, and he said something about going down to Dalton and being able to see it on the tracks down in Dalton. Does that make sense, Eric? I guess maybe Eric might have run out of range. One last call for the net here.
WELS?
Ron, W2ELS. Ron, good evening. And Jeff, ELI, tells me that you put a dual-band antenna up in the attic. And you sound good. Go ahead.
W2ELS, good evening, Tim. Good evening, Norm. Good evening, everyone on the net tonight. Yes, I got a dual-band diamond antenna in the attic. That is pushing, I think, about 20 watts from this mobile rig from the shack. Hopefully I'm sounding good. Definitely enjoying having a solid UHF, DHF connection. And, just enjoying the weather like everyone else. And sending it back. W2ELS 73. Thanks for that.
No, very good. Very good. Oh yeah, Ron, you sound great. Full Friday and all set for you and Jeff to start up your NubiNet trial run on the 18th at 8:30 and for real on the 25th. Thursdays at 8:30. I wish you guys all the best with that. Have fun with it. If you had fun, then you won. Right, Norm? NY1US. 24 of us have had a good time. WB2KAO. Over to you, Norm.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tim. WB2KAO on the net from NY1US. Very good. Yep, nice net tonight. And a lot of nice people checking in, and we do appreciate it, that's for sure. And, Ron, I put on the crawl on the blogger, and I'm going to do it on the webpage with the announcement for the NubiNet on 618, so we can drum up a little bit of business for you there. So. Very good. So other than that, everybody have a great week, and take care, and we'll be back on next Tuesday for sure, if not before. Maybe hear you on the radio. So WB2KAO to take it, NY1US, 7-3 song.
Well, 7-3, everybody, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, without the participation of 22 others besides Norm and I, it wouldn't be anything. But because of all the participation, it makes it what it is. And we really appreciate that. We really do. And good to hear everybody. Everybody have a good week. Health and happiness. And all the best to your families. And we return the repeater to general amateur use as 1959. Thanks very much. Good night.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
Go ahead.
I wanted to connect with KOO there. Did you mention that you were Ron here? Like that, about me there? I was wondering if you could actually
get
him that I was
looking for. Oh, absolutely. I will have him reach out to you. Do you have a good email on QRZ?
I have the best email on QRZ. Yeah, I'm good on there. Over.
Next time I hear him, I'll have him hit you up.
Thanks very much, my friend. You have a good night.
Not a problem. WB2KAO. WB2KAO.
GA3DGP.